say we talk. The Bible says Jesus said to them, go into the world and preach the gospel. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that believes not shall be damned. And these signs, hallelujah, shall follow them that believe. He said, in my name they'll cast out devils. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They will cast out devils. So that means, as believers, we are not in a fight with the devil. No. We're not in a contest or fight with the devil. We'll cast out devils. Hallelujah. Amen. We'll cast out devils. So they will lay their hands on the sick. And the sick would recover. Watch that. They will lay hands on the sick. It will recover. Glory to God. So that means God has given, God now carries out his task through us. Hallelujah. I said that to us often. God carries out his task in the earth and through us. And our God is a healing God. Jesus is a healing God. Hallelujah. I just went off. Someone just trying to say, let me share with you what I told him. He said, I posted a clip of what we said yesterday on my timeline. And the guy responded to me and said, no, Jesus is not God. Jesus is. He said it over. I said, Jesus is not God. And he claimed to be listening to Kenneth Hagin. How can you say that? I said, no, even the people, even the man you're listening to will not say that. Amen. You have to watch what you say. No, say Jesus is not God. Jesus is the Son of God. You know what I told him? Let me tell you what I told him. I said, you know what? Go and buy a bag. I told him, go to my 200 bridge. Watch, look for watch tower. Carry it. Because you have become a witness. I said, Jesus is not God. He said, no, Jesus is not the Father. I said, I didn't say Jesus is the Father. I said, Jesus is God. That is the fact. In fact, what I ended with to him was that I was trying to give a pushback. And I gave him scriptures. He said, no, that is my reasoning. I said, I'm not reasoning scriptures, okay? I'm interpreting scriptures. Hallelujah. I'm not. Glory to God. I don't get to that. I passed that stage where I gave scriptures. I used to do that. But now, forget it. Hallelujah. I passed that. I give scriptures. Amen. Amen. I said, no. You know what is going to happen? I said, see, we are going to fill the earth with Jesus is God. Because it's a major upset to the devil. Hallelujah. It's a confrontation. I told us yesterday. It's a confrontation. Jesus is God. Well, I'm telling you, he's not a look-alike God. He is God. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word is God. We are not putting it, we don't need it to sound nice to you here. Amen. The moment Jesus is not God to you, there you are a witness. You have become, in my place, they call it Amma Kingdom. You don't know what that means, forget it. You are an evil man, you know what is Amma Kingdom. A evil lady. Hallelujah. So let's get to fact. So Jesus said, go, Jesus said, this time to follow them, they will cast out devils. Hallelujah. Cast out devils. Jesus is a healing God. Look at what we read in Exodus chapter. Look at Exodus 5, chapter 15, verse 26. Look at what God said. Exodus 15, 26. Are you there? It says, if thou shalt diligently hearken unto my voice, unto the voice of the Lord thy God, I will do what is right in his sight. He will give ear to his commandment and keep all his statutes. I'll put none of the diseases which have brought upon the Egyptians. Say, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Did you see that? He said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. That was the word Rapha there. God is a healing God. Hallelujah. God is a healing God. Now when he said that I have put upon the Egyptians, it was not God that put it upon the Egyptians. I've always told you, right? Right? It's actually that is how the Hebrew is written. Hallelujah. Amen. He says, I'll put none of the diseases which has come up on the Egyptians on you, for I am the God that healeth thee. Did you see that? So that means if Jesus is God, as we acclaim, that means we will find him in the four gospels as healing God. Did you see him as healing God? Hallelujah. You see, Jesus a healing God. The Bible says he walked one time and he saw a guy who was crippled for 38 years. The guy was waiting for, they had a myth that angels used to come and stir up water. That was a myth. It was not true. And he asked Jesus and Jesus saw him. The Bible says Jesus had compassion on him. Jesus is a healing God. Hallelujah. Jesus shows us that God doesn't want to seek. Sickness is not for God. Sickness is the workings of the devil. Hallelujah. You need to know that. Sickness is not of God. God didn't put sickness in man. Well, God heals it. Hallelujah. Because sickness, like I said, healing, like I said, is a major pointer to the gospel. Healing, when you hear the word to heal, heal means to restore back as it was supposed to be. Amen. To restore, how was it supposed to be? Man is supposed to be in health. Hallelujah. That's a major pointer to the gospel, because the gospel is to restore man as man is supposed to be. How is man supposed to be in Genesis? In the image of God. Did you see that? Heaven and earth. So sickness is, healing is that pointer. Hallelujah. Is that sign of the gospel. Is that sign of the gospel. Hallelujah. So that means, when it says they will lay hands on the sick, that means our hands become the healing hands of Jesus. Hallelujah. Healing hands of Jesus. I love a song by Pastor Chris Oyakhilome. He says, healing hands, the hands of Jesus are healing hands. Healing hands. And healing hands. The hands of Jesus are healing hands. It's casting out demons. It's healing the sick. The hands of Jesus are healing hands. Look at your hands. These are healing hands. Luke 10 verse 17, they came back to Jesus and said, demons are supposed to not sing your name. What did Jesus say? He said, I give the power to tread upon snakes and scorpions over all the works of the enemy. Hallelujah. Is sickness the work of the enemy? Yes. Hallelujah. So, you have healing hands. I have healing hands. I have healing hands. Amen. So tonight, I don't want to talk much. Just where you are, just turn your seat this way. You face there. Hallelujah. You face there. Just turn your seat and face each other. You face here. Face here. You see what I've done? You face here. And all of you here together. Hallelujah. We're going to do something. We're going to walk it out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Every sickness will be gone tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sicknesses are leaving people's bodies. Magnitude of the sickness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you are watching us live or you're watching us next year or next 10 years and you're watching us as we speak right now, make sure you are with, if you are with the believer like you should be, you are watching together, you can have come together right now. Hallelujah. Because we're going to walk in healing. Hallelujah. Hope you're hearing me. We're going to walk in our own right now. Glory to God. Amen. So we're going to walk in revelation for healing. Hope you're following me. So something will be revealed concerning healing as you are dead. Both for people that are dead and people that are not, that are, maybe you have people around you that are sick. Can we flow in that? Amen. You can know by God's Spirit who is sick. And you're going to call me. Can we flow in that? I'm going to minister healing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay, let's flow in our own. And no sickness escapes the power of God right here. Not even a single sickness. Yeah.
What a healing Jesus I found in you. What a healing Jesus to restore, refresh, and renew. What a healing Jesus. I such a time as this, I rise on healing, Son of Righteousness. What a healing Jesus I found in you. What a healing Jesus to restore, refresh, I renew. What a healing Jesus. At such a time as this, I rise on healing wings, Son of Righteousness. I rise on healing wings, Son of Righteousness. What a healing, what a healing Jesus I found in you. What a healing Jesus to restore, refresh, and renew. A healing Jesus at such a time as this, I rise on healing wings, Son of Righteousness. I rise on healing wings, Son of Righteousness. Hallelujah. Look up now. Look up now. So now, for everybody that is in your group, now ask them, anybody who needs healing, you are trusting God for healing, for yourself, for your loved one, share it with them there. And then they will pray with you for that healing to take place now. Nothing passes, nothing escapes the power of God here. So ask yourself that question. Who is trusting God for healing?
Be
Let's begin to round up right now. 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 Let's begin to round up. Begin to round up. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's be on our feet. Everybody, let's be on our feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to specially pray for a few people, a couple of people. Amen. Amen. Anyone with... bladder issues.
Among God people, they don't talk about the power of God, the charisma of God. This is CRC, charismatic renewal. Amen. We don't come for CRC and you live like that. No, at all. We will still have more to receive tomorrow. I'll personally lay hands tomorrow. Okay, you're ready. Personal. So what you have tonight, you have again tomorrow. Hallelujah. Okay, you're ready. So most people, what they do is that they only need the gift of the Spirit until when they are approaching special meeting. That's why they begin to do gift of the Spirit, tongues, interpretation. Sometimes they've gotten rusty. Rusty. You know, when you don't come to play the gift of the Spirit, you will be rusty. Table of sin. You now wait against another CRC before you now start doing talks and interpretation and revelation. Give no. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. You know, Kenneth Hagin, Brother Hagin, you share, and he will say things like this. He said, when the things of the Spirit are not taught in this generation, they'll be lost. They'll be lost. So that means we have a responsibility not just to be taught, but also to keep it aflame. That is to say, I must put it into consistent use. Hallelujah. Consistency as a church. Make sure. You see, what we've started tonight, it will continue with us forever. Hallelujah. What we've started in this camp, okay, in this conference, it will continue with us forever. Revelation gives depth of it. You know, you can keep going deep. Depth and depth and depth. Hallelujah. Don't be scared. Hallelujah. Amen. Some people say, I don't want to go into Revelation giving because of, no, don't be scared. Hallelujah. You know more. Amen. You know more. You put it to practice. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to do something. You put it to practice. You put it to practice. You put it to practice. You. Turn to him. Turn to him. Turn to him. Turn to him. Just turn to him. Just look at him. Have that eye contact with him. Now, I want to teach you something. Do you know, you can look at him and then something will be revealed. Do you remember? Something will be revealed. And it's, remember, it's for edification. You must learn to practice it. Turn your chairs and look at him. You have a word for him. You would have a word for him. And it will be a revelation. Glory to God. Okay, I'll follow you. Something will be revealed. You can have that. Look at him. You have a word for him. Glory to God. Look at him. You have a word for him. Glory to God. Always keep your focus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Something will be revealed for edification. You know, we are in this meeting now. You should be speaking in tongues. Something will be revealed. In fact, as you are here now, as you are here now, I want to give us the next 3 minutes. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. You will get something revealed concerning somebody here. Walk up to the person and minister to the person. And it will be someone you've not ministered to in this conference. You must listen to fan it to flame. Don't wait until another CRC then you begin to give word and interpretation. No! You know what? In the coming days, this will be our greeting. When you see brethren, good afternoon, how are you, sir? Oh yeah. Oh, something is revealed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's do that. Something will be revealed. Just pray. The Holy Ghost. Let's have that. Have that flow. As you are praying, you can just be looking around. Just be looking around. Something will be revealed. You can pray, turn around as you are praying. Something will be revealed. We are in for it now. Yeah, it's happening. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Look around. Yeah, you know this is for this person. You know this is for this person. You know this is for this person. You will know. You will know. Oh yeah, you will know. Ah yeah. Nothing passes the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Ah. Jada Iga Ava Ida Sala Farahi. Woo! I love what's happening here. I love what's happening here. Yeah, walk up to the person and minister. A mouth of it to minister power. Oh yeah. Holy fire, it
Burning in me for the Lord.
No problem. You can have that happen. No. Yeah, the butter. Don't quench it. You can have that happen. So you cannot have three together. Come on. That is it. Don't quench it. Don't say, I wanted to talk to this person. You can have three together. It can happen like that. It cannot be joined. It's coming back. It's coming back. We will meet ourselves 10 times in a day and we will minister to ourselves 10 times. Power of the Holy Ghost. We can be watching football together and then we begin to minister. Ha ha ha. Yeah. We can be watching Arsenal youth and then we begin to minister. We are still ministering. Yeah? You can add. It can be an addition. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Oh, glory, glory, glory. You can kneel. You can kneel and have that conversation too. Yeah. Who do you have the word for? Who do you have the word for? Don't be scared. Something is happening here tonight. 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 Nothing passes the Holy Ghost by. Yeah. Yeah, more of that, more of that. Okay. Holy fire, burning in me for the Lord. And the Lord is calling us now to the harvest. We will take the land. You can minister to the cameraman.
Or you can minister to him.
The camera work is secondary. He will just pop it. He's here to receive it. Ella? He's here to receive it. Ella, you know, cameraman? Yeah. Just begin to round up. Okay, we're having more. I sense we need to have more. Right? We need to have more. Okay, let's do that. I just sense. Yeah, we need to go deeper. Deeper again. More things are revealed. More things are revealed. Okay? Okay? Fire of the Holy Ghost. Ah! Come on! Let's begin the round up now. In 2 minutes time, let's round up. Let's begin a round up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Glory. Woo! 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 Glory. Ha 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 Samsung, iPhone, this one, that one. And then you're about to go and say, come here. Minister to me. Amen? You know sometimes you say, let me minister to you. Every time you bring it to the go-go. You, minister to me. Then you say, no, I don't have a word. No, look at me where you have a word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, when that was what Paul taught them, Paul said, when you come together, it's not to eat. You know, it's not to eat. He said, don't have food at home. Don't have food at home. He said, don't you know what will come together is to share the things of the Spirit.
Oh.
Hallelujah. Yes, you fire at them. It's not to come and eat. Not to come and watch a snowball or Chelsea ball. No! Hallelujah. You didn't come to my life. I didn't come to your life so that I will be... No. Hallelujah. We are fourth brethren. We are Adelphos. We are from the same source. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God has made us in association so that we will be sufficient for ourselves. Hallelujah. Okay, let me see. Never have conversations with brethren. They know why you are not want to buy bread. I'm going back home. Come here, minister. Amen. There's nothing that I don't have a word. They are words. They are dead. They are dead. Hallelujah. Just thank the Lord. Rejoice. Hallelujah. Just share something with us. I have looked for how I'm going to explain it. I'm going to explain it either way. Amen. Glory to God. We just have the next 10 minutes to do this. Hallelujah. See. Or should I do it tomorrow? No, let's have. We'll start now. We'll continue tomorrow. I'll lay hands tomorrow. Yeah. You know, when we have CRC, is to stir up the gift of God within us. Amen. To stir up the gift of God within us. Stir up the gift of God within us. And leave it like that. See, I tell you, this will be the base of your flowing with the things of the Spirit. You get that? This will be the base level for you. At least tomorrow you get deeper than you got today. Hallelujah. Okay, you're with me. Tomorrow you go deeper. Let's go, you go deeper. Hallelujah. You flow in the things of the Spirit. You flow in the things of the Spirit. So the church of God is not devoid of power. What is the word of power? Look at that Luke chapter 10. After us to read. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I give unto you power to tread upon snakes and scorpions and over all the works of the enemy. So we give unto you power. Power. So the believer doesn't lack power. No. No. That is, the believer doesn't lack power. Power is at work in the believer. Ephesians chapter 3. Power is at work in the believer. Hallelujah. Amen. Look at something here. Ephesians quickly. Chapter 3, verse 20. Say, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. According to what? Power that worketh in us. Hallelujah. I told you something. A believer who is afraid is a believer who doesn't know what he carries. A believer who is afraid of the devil, afraid of God, is a believer who doesn't know what he carries. He doesn't know. Hallelujah. Amen? He doesn't know. You carry God's power. You carry God's power. Power enables you. Hear that? Glory to God. The believer carries God's power. So therefore, he should not be afraid of anything. And this power of God is tangible. Very tangible. I explained to us, I said something to them in church on Sunday. I will let them explain for those who were not in church last week Sunday. I said, and I was trying to explain what is going to happen in this section. I said, there was a time like that, I was having a teaching. Years back, that was around either 2011 or 2012, having a teaching on in the name of Jesus. So I kept teaching them. And I gave an example of how, very funny, I won't give that example to Dino, but I gave an example of how a clergyman was stopped by police. And the police was saying, I'm going to search you. The man said, okay, I'm a clergy, but search. The police kept insisting and saying nonsense. So he never started searching. He said, I must search you. It was a story I heard. I didn't witness it. But as he started searching, the man now said to, the clergyman now said to the police, if you start searching, you will not stop it. And he says, my father's fighting. I don't touch it. 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Just touch it. He couldn't stop. His colleagues now notice what is happening. That this man warned him. My father begging. Oh God, please. Please, release him. Release him. So with anger, they released him. The clergyman gave the policeman a slap. And he recovered himself. So when I was talking like that, that was years back. So, and I gave that example. As I was talking to them, I now said, see, the believer has power. And that power can be very tangible. And under the power of God, you can do things. Miracles happen. Miracles. Miracles is a distortion in the earth. That's miracles. Miracles happen. And there was a brother who was new. Number one, he was new. Number two, he attended CNS. So, he was coming for the fourth time, and the person I invited him was my friend, Jeremiah. So, we were there. The guy just said, I was preaching like this, the guy just said, give us example. You know, the pastor, you shock for example what? Say, give us example. Tell us the story. Show us example. I said, okay. We're having it inside the house. And I said, you know what? We're going to do it outside. At first, I told the guy, I said, my man caught. I'm like, this is infantry. Well, you know, rascal. Those years. Said, let's go outside. Okay. Let's go outside. We just ended the meeting inside. No more preaching. Everybody came outside. I said, yeah, come out. I want to test the power of God. I told him, you want to test the power of God? He said, yes. I said, stretch your hands. I warned him. I said, just like that policeman. So stretch your hands. I did it like this. I said, the name of Jesus to stay down. I said, put your hands down. He couldn't put his hands down. This was a newcomer. You know, if I told my pastor, I said, pastor, a newcomer. I said, put your hands down. He said, so like that. I said, put your hands down. And he was sweating. Sweating with that. And I also told the person I invited in Jeremiah, put his hands down. Jeremiah literally hanged on his hands. He said, sir, these hands are sick. The guy was not crying. Then boldness now came. You know what that boldness? Oh, boldness. Yeah. Everybody that will see that, say, yeah. This is the power of God. But nobody knew that when I was even telling him that thing, my mind was cursing. That is the power of God. And then you believe that now? He said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I said, in the name of Jesus, hands come down. And his hand just fell down like bagel. From that day, that guy became a strong member of our fellowship. Very strong. In fact, I've not seen anybody, you know, in some era, people who would call it, he was the most persecuted. No. I've not seen anybody as persecuted as that brother. They changed him at home. The father came to warn my father. He doesn't know what the son is. That is, I have initiated the son. The son is now speaking bra bra bro 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 bro. They locked him at home one day. He jumped from the window and came for me. I said, how did you come? I said, I jumped the window. I said, ah. He said, sir, pastor, don't worry. As soon as we are done, I just bang. My father will come back around 2. As soon as we are done, by 1:30, I will go back through the window. Ah. Was that shock? Today is not in Nigeria. He left the country. From yesterday. What? He saw power. The guy was going around telling his friend, if you go to worship after worship, you see power or power. Power of God is tangible, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. The power of God is tangible. And under that arena, there's nothing that cannot be done under the power of God. Miracles take place. Hallelujah. Miracles take place. We have encounters, seedless encounters. I could remember a time ago like that. We were to have a meeting like we're having tonight, and we're going to have that replica tonight, something like that, but greater. We're to have a meeting, I was prepared to come and preach. That was in 2008. So, I just told them, I sense the Holy Ghost wants us to do something. They were like, what? Sunday and my friends and Sunday Bro Remy, his brother Bro Don Barry, I said, and Joseph, Moses. They said, what do you think? I said, God is telling, I'm prepared though. I'm prepared. My message was ready. Not that I don't have, I had message. And I said, you know what? Let's hold our hands together. There's one brother like that, I can't remember his name. Bro Toby. So, I just need to hold our hands. We just said that. We just started singing. Bind us together with love. Bind us together with love that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord. Bind. As we're singing a song, let me tell you what happened. Me as the pastor, we were holding our hands though. Me as the pastor, I saw fire in our midst. Because we held our hands wrong. I saw fire. See, thinking I was the only one that saw it. Was on top of the meeting, everybody told me they saw the same thing. And as I see, there was that electrocution along all around our hands. At some point, we stopped singing by us together, Lord. So I did, ah! We started shouting. All of us together. People came out because we usually did that outside the house. You know how the barrack is. You have people blocking each other. People came out and they were watching us and there was light. We were shouting. We couldn't leave our hands. Like fire has engulfed our hands. And you know the funny thing? The moment together all our hands left and we all landed on the floor. Pow! We had experiences. See, when I was leaving that night, I told Tunde, my friend, I said, Tunde, see, Tunde, God is free. You know what those things give you? It gives you, you know what those experiences give you? Yeah? Makes you trust that God is with us. The experience doesn't make you feel God is with you, but it just makes you trust the process. The scriptures have taught you that God is with us. Hallelujah. But you can't rule out those experiences. Hallelujah. You can't rule out such experiences. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Power experience. Glory to God. Amen. So why is the Lord wanting us to share, what is the Lord wanting you to share this in this conference for some of us? It's going to doubt some of those things you watched. You know, there are some things that it will take us 10 years to teach you before you understand. But when you have such experiences, hallelujah, have such experiences, you can know them. Hallelujah. There are some things today, see, let me tell you the truth. There are some things today that, even if you tell me, that I will tell you, see, there are some experiences that I have. I can never doubt the power of God. I was talking to a young guy who was telling me he had an incurable disease. And he was now saying that, I said, see, let me tell you the truth. I, for one, no matter how you say there is no God, say it 1,000,000 times, me, I sin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, you need to have this mindset. Hallelujah. Amen. Say, I have experiences tonight. Mighty experiences. Power experiences. Raw demonstrations of God's power. Of God's power. Of God's power. Of God's power. I remember one time we were having a meeting like that. My friend just read his Bible and came to me and said, Matt, come and check something. We were praying. He said, Matt, come and check something. And as I came, I was like, what is it? And I said, he just opened it and said, see! And he said, see! I fell under the power of God. I fell under the power of God. And I was laid there. My friend. Glory to God. What's this? I don't remember this. Those of you who are pastors now, remember, I will tell you the power of God is transferable. The power of God is transferable. They are willing to do that thing, those things. Which are rise on slippers. As people are see the power of God is can move from me to this slipper. Glory to God. Amen. Experiences. These are not taboos. These are experiences. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Let's be on our feet. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Sorry, those online. Yeah, you have to be around for meetings. Please, we are going off online. Thank you. Amen. Everybody has to be here. You're recording too. We all have to be here. Amen. Fully concentrated. Full concentration. Concentration. Everything. We're not doing a show. Amen. Not a show. Glory to God. Power of the Lord. Oh, my time is almost up. Let's just have a start. Then tomorrow, when I teach us in the morning, we also have more of it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We have any song on power of God being here? Garwa, amen. Amen. So, music team, do you have any song on par? Yes, do you have any song on par?
Well, let me song on par.